Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about being with you and introducing you, reintroducing you yet again after 12 and a half years of doing this to Ken Lebo. Ken joined us in March of 98 when he had his new book out that really wasn't even a book yet, 300 Incredible Things to Do on the Internet. We were telling you about him, and he grew that into a great franchise, and now he's on another topic. He's off on this thing about feeding your head, and we're gonna get him to tell us about that. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, old friend. Okay, now in the last couple of times you've joined us, you've been giving us some ideas about this. When you first told me about it, I said, okay, I'll give you some airtime. Let's talk about this. But you've turned this into a very serious direction for yourself and for your company, for your profession, and you're serious about getting Americans to eat and be more healthy.
Well, you know, we don't have our health. We really don't have anything, right? So as a
yep.
small business owner, you know, if you're in the hospital or you're going to see doctors and you're not minding your business, well, something's wrong there. So
if you just miss a day of work, in some small businesses, there have been days in my business if I had to stay home sick, the business would have really suffered.
Exactly. So you mentioned passion earlier, and I am very passionate about this. And one of my favorite quotes, I'm sure you and a lot of your listeners have read Harvey McKay, but one of my favorite quotes from him is, good habits are as addictive as bad habits
mm-hmm.
and a lot more rewarding. So that's what I found with proper eating and changing of lifestyle. Because a lot of people don't want to make that change,
mm-hmm.
but what I found over the last 2 years, one, it's simple, easy, and the rewards are so great that why wouldn't you make this change to a healthier lifestyle?
Why do we gravitate towards bad habits and not towards good habits then? I mean, is it because they taste better?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. And let me just...
Bacon grease is better than canola oil, right? It tastes better than canola oil.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When I give my presentations and my speeches, I talk about our environment. And I'm not talking about global warming. I'm talking about our toxic food environment. And I think everybody can relate to this as they drive down their local street today, call it Main Street, whatever you want to call it. And my street has the following: about 13 fast food restaurants,
yeah, yeah.
about 7 gas stations. When you fill your tank and you walk into the gas station,
snack everywhere.
All they have is highly processed snack,
yeah.
junk food. Most people won't say it, but I'm going to say it. It's junk food. When you put that thing in your mouth that you
yeah.
bought at the gas station, it's junk. You just put a lot
mm-hmm.
of sugar in your body. And that's, over time, that's toxic stuff. So it's
well. Look how much of the supermarket is devoted to this, to candy and to the junk food that you're talking about. It's row after row after row.
Let me say something to you. That same Main Street that I travel by my house has 3 pharmacies within a mile of each other. Now this was the middle of August.
Yeah.
This wasn't Halloween time. It was the middle
mm-hmm.
of August. I walked into my local pharmacy, and I wasn't sure if I walked into a candy store or a drug store.
Right.
So there you're going to, quote, for health reasons,
mm-hmm.
but yet they're selling a tremendous amount of candy. This is the toxic food environment we live in, so it's so easy to travel down your street, and whether it's donuts or you name it, it's there for you, and it's easy. What do? You drive through the window, you make your order, and you're off. And you're
well, Ken, and I may have said this before, but if you go to other countries, Europe, South America, wherever, you have to work really hard to get access to any kind of food. I mean, there are not ways to buy food, especially prepared food like a hamburger or something like that. Those are not easily accessed out, you know, as you drive around out in the country. If you, as you, even as you in many cities, many big cities, you don't have access to that like you do in America. In America, you're never more than a few steps away from an opportunity to buy some kind of food, and all of it's not good. And here's the other thing, Ken. In those countries, you don't see many fat people.
Our Western diet, our diet's kind of pushing over into all those societies, so they're tending to start to eat a little bit more like us now, which is unfortunate for them.
So what's the answer?
The answer is, first of all, if I didn't find this, you know, my whole claim to fame, if anything, is I simplify things. Way back when I started writing about the Internet before we had the Googles and even the Yahoos.
Right.
And I simplify things. So I simplified the Internet in book format. And I changed my lifestyle, my eating habits. I said, you know, this was simple. So if I didn't find it simple, I would not have written the book. I call myself the accidental author of the book Feed Your Head, because I had no intention of writing the book. But I said, you know, I lost 30 pounds. My total cholesterol went way down just by changing a few things in my eating and lifestyle. And it's simple and it's better. So the answer, I try to make this simple for people. So, and I like to bust a few myths, because we walk around with a lot of myths as it relates to our diet and our health. One myth I want to bust right now is people will say, well, if you want to lose weight, eat less, exercise more. And here's what I found. That's a total fraud myth. Hmm. Here's what I tell people. I'm not going to argue with the exercise more. You do need to exercise. But that eat less, here's what I tell people. Eat more.
Hmm.
Now, what do I mean by eat more? And I also tell people, never go hungry. If you're hungry, guess what? Eat. So if somebody were to follow me around for a full day, which besides being incredibly boring, they would find that I'm eating almost all day long. I don't have food in my hands 24/7, but if I'm hungry, I'm eating.
Right.
So I'm never hungry.
What are you eating?
Well, here's the thing. If you walked out of your house today and you didn't eat breakfast, you already started the day wrong. You must eat breakfast. You have to eat breakfast. So what am I eating now? Because it's real simple to make. I'm having a fruit smoothie. What's in this fruit smoothie? No sugar, all natural ingredients, all fruit. So nobody can tell me they're too busy to eat breakfast in the morning, because guess what? You make the fruit smoothie the night before.
But we didn't grow up eating fruit smoothies, so it's harder to get into that regimen, isn't it?
Well, change a few habits. I used to never eat breakfast. I used to be proud of myself. Oh, I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
I saved on calories. Well, you started the day the wrong way.
Right.
So that's one thing.
One thing's clear, find other choices. This is something we've tried to do in my household. There are, if you're overweight, it may be because you're making bad choices. What I've tried to do is find other choices that I like as well. They taste as good. I just soon have this as that, and the first thing is better for me than the second thing. Make better choices. That's one thing for sure. We're going to be right back with Ken Lebo. He's the author of the new book, Feed Your Head, 20 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.